Shabbat Shalom. The Parsha today is Parsha Yitro, or Jethro, found in Exodus 18:1 to 20:23. Yitro, or Jethro, was the father-in-law of Moses, and he was taking care of Moses' wife and his two sons, and he brought them back to the wilderness to meet back up with Moses to where he was at. At that particular time, Moses was trying to do all the judging, all the legal matters, taking care of everything himself. And Jethro, who's also referred to as a priest of Midian, I just wanted to clarify, he was not a pagan priest. The word Kohen is also leader. You know, so Jethro was a leader in Midian, not a priest like you might think. So Jethro's watching all this going on, and Moses is trying to, you know, do the whole thing all himself. And Jethro tells him, you know, what are you doing, man? You're going to wear yourself out. You know, he says, you can't be doing all this by yourself. And Moses says, well, I got to do it. You know, we got to take care of these matters. And so Jethro tells him, well, pick honest men, men who fear God. Pick groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10 for the lesser matters. So, you know, the 10 would be kind of, sort of, really important stuff, but the 1,000 people judging the really little matters would be people like driving their donkey at night with the taillight out, you know. So Moses was speaking to God in a cloud, and God told him to go up to the mountain. And he's also said nobody can touch that mountain, not even animals. Don't let them, you know, tell the people don't go near it, or bam, you're gonna be history. So Moses goes up to the mountain, and this is where God gives him the Ten Commandments. Now, if you remember last time when we were in Deuteronomy chapter 5, we spoke about the Ten Commandments. How many remember that? Remember the flyers you guys all got? Teach you the Ten Commandments? How many remember the Ten Commandments? Nobody remembers the Ten Commandments? Boy, okay. Commandment number one, okay, love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, soul, and strength. You know, have no other gods before me. First commandment. Second commandment, don't make any graven image or bow down to it. You know, don't call that your God. And some people say, well, I never, you know, I don't have any Buddhas or anything in my living room, you know. I'm not bowing down to anything. Well, that kind of goes a little bit further than just that. Some people you might have a conversation with about God and his judgment, and someone will say, well, my God wouldn't do that. Well, you're right. Your God wouldn't, but the God of heaven would. Okay, number three, don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Don't blaspheme God's name. Don't misuse God's name. Commandment number four, remember, okay, this law starts out with remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. For in 6 days God created the heaven and the earth and rested on the seventh day and blessed it. Commandment number five, listen up, kids. Honor your father and mother. Do what they tell you. Don't be rebellious. And for us adults, you know, we respect our parents. Okay? Number six, don't kill. Okay, that's obvious. But also, aside from just, you know, outright murdering somebody, you know, don't degrade them. Don't talk them down, because that could be construed as murder if you're destroying somebody's character. Okay? Commandment number seven, don't commit adultery. Yeshua said if you look at another person with lust in your heart, you committed adultery with them. So that works on both sides of the gender gap. Okay? Anything from Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition to the WWF. Okay? Make sense? Number eight, don't steal. Number nine, don't lie. Don't bear false witness. Don't tell somebody that something is true when it's not. You know, don't make up something about somebody. Don't just flat out lie. And number 10, don't covet. Okay? Covetous is like, I want something that belongs to somebody else for my own, whether it's their TV set or their car, you know, or whatever it might be. Sam's cell phone. You know what? I wish that was my cell phone. There's nothing wrong with wanting a cell phone or wanting something. You know, just don't want, you know, what somebody else has for your own. Okay? Make sense? Okay. So, Why do we even need the Ten Commandments? Why do we even talk about them? Okay, Galatians 3:24-35 speaks about that and says that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified through faith. Romans 7:7, Paul said, I would not know sin but by the law. If the law didn't say, thou shalt not covet, I wouldn't know that coveting was wrong. Okay? But, you know, Jesus came out later in Matthew 22:37-40 and spoke about the two commandments. Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as yourself. On these two things hang all the law and the prophets. So the law is based on those two. Yeshua also said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. So we see two different reasons for keeping the law. Under the old covenant, people tried to keep the law, but their motive was different. It was largely for the fear of what would happen if you didn't keep the law. Under the new covenant, we keep the law out of love. Love for God, love for each other, you know. So in Romans 13:8, you know, Paul said, he who loves another has fulfilled the law. John 13:35, Yeshua said, all will know you are my disciples, how? That you love one another. Love, the greatest gift. Love covers a multitude of sins. The greatest expression of love we see in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish or would not perish, but have everlasting life. Shabbat shalom.